The European Union's foreign policy chief, Catherine Ashton, says the EU wants to help Ukraine bring those responsible for violence during recent anti-government demonstrations to justice. Speaking in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, she said the Union is also prepared to offer expertise on constitutional changes that would reduce the powers of the president. Stefan Boss has this report.
The EU's foreign policy chief, Catherine Ashton, acknowledged to reporters that despite her mediation efforts, Ukraine's two-month-old political and economic crisis remains far from resolved. She said the EU was ready to help Ukraine find those responsible for violence during recent, sometimes deadly clashes between police and anti-government protesters.
Although there is a sense of violence decreasing, there's still great concern about the situation on the ground, and great concern to see that those who have committed violence are brought to justice, and a great desire to see some kind of transparent and independent process to achieve that. I've made clear that we are more than willing to help and support such a process, which I do think is extremely important.
Ashton visited the capital, Kyiv, where she also discussed with President Viktor Yanukovych and the opposition constitutional changes. The opposition is pushing for a return to the 2004 constitution, which would include Yanukovych losing some of the powers he gained since his election in 2010. However, some have warned the EU's involvement will only increase tensions. As soon as the European Union gets involved, Russia will get involved, this demonstrator says. It's our business and our country. We need to remove Yanukovych and then to put in a new leader who will do all what we need. Many demonstrators have made clear they seek early elections and closer ties with the EU after Yanukovych opted for Russia instead. But more radical protesters want the country to remain neutral. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.